I am here with Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy. And Donnie, you just put out a full page ad in the Boston Herald thanking Robert Kraft. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, Mr. Kraft, you know, it really, the full page ad says it all. I mean, if you're a New Englander and you grew up having your heart broken time after time after time and you felt like a loser all your life, you know, he's made us all feel like winners. And of course, you know, Belichick and Brady are a huge part of it and you know, the greatest of all time in their respective roles. But Mr. Kraft, I think, is the unsung hero in all of it, you know, and he's one of us. He's been an example of class and grace. And I mean, he's just on so many levels. He's so wonderful. And it just felt like something I wanted to do. And I just did it.
And the great thing was, we just saw Kraft downstairs during my SiriusXM radio show, and he came up to Donnie and thanked him, and he was so heartfelt in his gratitude. It was so sweet. He was so down-to-earth and real, and their connection was just something so special that I got to witness.
Yeah, and that's how he always is, you know. I mean, I met him, gosh, in 1990 at a New Kids concert. He brought his kids, Jonathan and Dan and all them were kids, and he brought them to our show, and he was so sweet then, and he's never changed, and it's just, we're really lucky to have him in New England. We really are.
This is a 12,000-square-foot studio space and fan interaction space that Robert Kraft signed off on, and we're streaming 24/7 all Super Bowl week for Patriots fans. They're spending top dollar on this, and this is all as a way to say thank you to the fans. What does that say about the Krafts and the Patriot way?
That's why I would feel compelled to say thank you to him. And Patriots fans know that. He goes above and beyond on so many levels. I mean, and he's a fan. He's not some rich guy who said, I'm going to buy a team so I can have a team and put a feather in his cap. He cared and wanted to be a part of this and make it something special because he used to sit on those steel bleachers and in the freezing cold weather. And believe me, if you sat on those bleachers in the cold, we're still paying the price. That's why all of us Bostonians walk funny. But, you know, he cares so much and he puts it out there and we're all so grateful for that.
Jenny, your husband has a lot of passion for this team. I know what it's like. I'm engaged to a Patriots fan. You got to now be a Patriots fan, right? Because you've inherited this through Donnie. Is this what that's like for you, being an NFL fan?
You know, I'm from Chicago, and I feel like the only other city that's like Chicago in terms of fans and spirit is Boston. The Bostonians are much like Chicagoans. So it's hard, of course, to depart from being loyal to your city. But honestly, Donnie did something really smart, which was educating me on the dynasty itself. And I watched literally so many documentaries on Kraft, on Belichick.
I make her watch them all.
I watched them all that I literally, how could you not be a fan of the Patriots? They're so, they're just brilliant in every way and how down to earth Belichick is. I love his press conferences. Yeah. I love how they study plays and that they, I mean, I'm down to just every little detail. I realize that they really are like a true dynasty, like the best there ever was.
Belichick is underrated as a spiritual guru.
True that.
He's underrated. See, people think he's crabby and grumpy and this and that, but he's not. He's any spiritual guru, including Buddha, it's all about the present moment. Yeah. And that's Belichick. That's his number one message. If you watch everything he says, every press conference, every interview, thinking about him and thinking about the present moment, then everything he says always makes sense. He doesn't get caught up in any traps. He doesn't fall for anything. He doesn't underestimate anyone. He doesn't disrespect anyone. He's all about right now. What do we have to do to prepare for what's next in the present moment? That's it.
He's like the Zen master. Okay, so what's your prediction for Sunday's game?
Well, like Belichick, I'm going to stay in the present moment. I don't make predictions. Okay. She can.
I think it's going to be a tight game, but hands down, Patriots are going to win. He doesn't like to say it, but I say either +7 or +3.
I'm like every other New Englander. I think, of course, we want to win. We want number 6 so bad. But when we won the first Super Bowl, I, like every other New Englander, was on my knees when Adam Vinatieri was lining up saying, God, please, Lord, God, let the Pats win just this one. I'll never ask you for anything else again. I swear to God, God, I won't ask you for anything. Just let the Pats win. Come on. And it went through. Since then, it's all house money. 5 rings, 6 rings, whatever it is, We're playing with house money.
I love that, house money. I got to tell you, doing my SiriusXM show, I've been talking every day about Pats winning, taking home number 6, and getting so much flack from people. Like I feel like the whole country, besides the Vikings, are against the Patriots. And, you know, I can't help think the more you resist, it persists. So we're going to take it home, and they're going to have to eat it. So I'm super proud to be here and watch it all happen.
Yeah. I will say the one thing that I have noticed about this whole playoff run is no one talks about the Patriots defense. And I know that unit is feeling overlooked. They certainly felt overlooked against Jacksonville. It was all about Jacksonville's defense. In the second half, Patriots totally shut them down. And that's what Belichick is great at, is making adjustments at halftime and adapting. And the defense really stepped up in the playoffs so far. And I think if they have one more great performance left in them, that will be the difference in the
game.
And
watching Tom, too, like, rally up the guys on the sidelines, especially in the fourth quarter, like, it's not over. We've been here before. It's been worse before. We can do this. Like, to see him, like, actually be that captain in those final moments gives me the chills. It's like there's been no other captain like him, I think.
Yeah.
Patriots going for number 6, going for their 3rd in 4 years for the 2nd time. You've been a spoiled fan.
I'll sort of ask God, maybe just give us one more.
All right, thank you guys for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Go Pats.
All right, let's send it over to the PFW guys.